I'm here with Al Cross, director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues. Thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about what's likely to be the most watched congressional race in the state Tuesday, the 6th District rematch between Congressman Ben Chandler and Andy Barr.
And Independent Randolph Vance.
Yes.
Not a rematch in that point, but he'll get some votes.
Chandler obviously won the last time around, but by a very slim margin. Talk about the factors that make this race different.
Well, this is a presidential year, and typically in a presidential year, you have a higher turnout among more marginal voters who tend to be Democratic. That was thought to be in Chandler's favor. In this race, with Obama on the ballot and the focus of national attention, I think it's been easier for Republicans to tie Chandler to Obama in the public mind. And also, we thought that redistricting would work in Chandler's favor. He lost some Republican counties in the southwestern part of the district and picked up some Democratic counties in the east. But the Republicans have made coal the central issue of this race. And those eastern counties are not too far from the eastern coal field. A couple of them are actually in it, although there's no mining going on there now. And they have an affinity for the coal industry. And beyond that, I think the coal industry has done a pretty good job in the last few years of public relations. And ever since the Environmental Protection Agency issued its so-called guidance about mountaintop removal mining, the industry has been able to portray itself as under siege and even as the victim. And that has spread from the coal field into this central Kentucky district, where there are a lot of people who have an environmental mindset. They're going to be voting for Chandler, but there's a lot of people in the middle who haven't really thought deeply about these coal and environmental issues. And I think the Chandler campaign's single misstep, and it was a big one, was putting the words "big lie" next to a picture of Heath Lovell, the coal executive who was masquerading as a working coal miner in a bar ad. Now, he claims that, you know, you still got your certification, you're still a miner. That's not the Kentucky vernacular to say you're a miner if you're hiring and firing people. But they made it stick, and they had some coal miners speaking to camera in another ad, and they have returned to that ad here in the last week of the race, which indicates to me that their polling shows it's the best thing they've got going.
Were there any moments that stood out for you in the recent one and only debate on KET between the candidates?
Well, I was struck by the fact that Barr just refused to answer the question about exceptions to abortion, a ban on abortion. He was asked five times about a rape or incest exception, which is fairly standard, and he refused to answer it. I thought up until that point he was getting the better of Chandler in the debate because Barr is just a really good, aggressive talker, and Chandler isn't as good in those situations. But if you go back and look at it, I think Chandler responded well on most of the issues. And at that point when Barr became so unresponsive to the abortion question, I think the debate turned in Chandler's favor.
What about the tenor of the race? Every election year, we always seem to hear this year has been the nastiest on record, but the ads do seem to be coming fast and furious this year.
Well, I don't recall a race of major significance in which the two candidates have accused each other of lying as much as they have. And there have been falsehoods on both sides. I have taken Barr and his allies to task for the lie that Barack Obama has killed coal jobs in Kentucky. There's no evidence of that, although there might be some evidence of it in other states. But the big thing with coal is natural gas, cheap natural gas, and some other market factors. That is what is causing layoffs in the coal industry.
And you touched on this earlier, but I wanted to ask how you do see the presidential race affecting a down-ticket race like the one in the 6th District.
Well, they have made Obama into Chandler's running mate. and Obama probably has a net negative perception in the district. He will probably lose the district. And he has so dominated the public landscape in this election season that Chandler sticks to him like Velcro. And that is deadly for a Democrat in a district where Obama is viewed negatively. And it may very well lead to the defeat of some of these Democrats running for the state house.
In the debate, we saw Ben Chandler trying to paint himself as more of a moderate and Barr as more of an ideologue. What is at stake in this election, and what can we expect if Barr takes home a victory on Tuesday?
You will have a congressman who is to the left of, I'm sorry, to the right of where the district really is. I think that Chandler is just about where the district is, maybe to the left on a couple of things, cap and trade perhaps, because of the coal impact. That probably wasn't true when he cast that vote in 2009, but the public opinion has moved in favor of the coal industry since then. So you'd have a representative who would be more conservative, I believe, than his district is.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.